Sam Hammond with WA4CVL. Anybody available for a QSO? EQ, this is WA4CVL, Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima. Anyone copy?
2 minutes for you, KB2HXS, name is Dave. And I'll be designated in about 5 minutes, so I got a few minutes if I want to chit-chat.
Or you'll have to give me that call sign again, KV2, I believe it was. Give it to me again, please.
Kilowatt Bravo number 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS. Name is Dave. I'm mobile in, let's see, Inman, Campobello area, South Carolina.
Or KB2HXS, this is WA4. CVL, Whiskey Alpha 4, Charlie Victor Lima. And Dave, I understand that you're close to Campobello and Inman area. That's not too far from me. I'm in Anderson. I've got a young man who just took his general test, and he doesn't even know the right questions to ask. I'm trying to get him on EchoLink for right now, and he wants to get on 2 meters or 70 centimeters. So just trying to get him some guidance. So what would be your guidance to this man? He just got his new technician license. KB2HXS, this is WA4CVL.
KB2HXS, S as in Sierra. Yeah, in the beginning I would do some more listening for proper radio etiquette. Of course, you know, conversation and subject matter is very important on the ham bands because, you know, this is not CB radio, you know, you got to be careful what you talk about and how you present it and just, etiquette is the whole thing, you know, just be polite and have proper etiquette. That's the only, as far as that's concerned, anything else, I would stay away from some of the cheaper radios. I would buy something of quality. I'm talking on an ICOM IC7000, and my mobile rig, it's a 2-meter, 440, 6-meter HF radio, all-band HF radio, all-mode, all-band. It's an older radio. It works quite well, though. It's a 50-watt, 100-watt radio. And you can find them online. They're fairly inexpensive. And just get decent equipment. Don't go cheap on a radio.
KB2HXS. This is WA4CVL. I'm not sure I even told you my name. It's Sam, Dave. And I am here in Anderson. You're basically giving him the same information on the radios that I did. Now, I didn't talk to him about radio etiquette, but that is a great topic. And there are just some topics you just need to steer clear of without getting people's dander up, especially politics today. This man is a Christian. I don't expect for him to be using foul language or anything like that. But he was looking at I think it's ALINCO, 2 meter and 70 centimeter rig for like $129. I don't know whether he's wasting his money or not. So what's your feeling on that? I'd have to look to see what kind of what the model number of the rig is. KB2HXS, Dave, WA4CVL.
Well, Sam, the Elenco radios are pretty good radios. They've been around for a long time. I don't know a lot of the newer stuff. It could get quite expensive, I know that. One of the radios I'm looking at is like $1,400 now, the new Yaesu 991A. But, you got to be careful about jumping into the hobby. You can spend some serious money on some of this radio gear. But the Elenco, I knew people that had the Elenco radios in the past, and they're good radios. They really are. I don't know the model numbers off the top of my head. Like I said, a lot of my gear is a little bit older because I've had my ticket for quite a number of years. I got my license back in the late '80s. I've been around the ham radio thing for a little bit, but yeah, no, the proper etiquette.
Hold on.
My GPS is talking to me. KB2HX, that's mobile. I would do more listening at this point, and then come in once in a while, and then just learn the etiquette, repeater etiquette, radio etiquette, that kind of thing. When to break into a conversation.
That's right.
I let the tail go, and then have a little bit more of a pause. To let other people come in, and just things like that. Like any conversation.
10-4, KB2HXS. This is WA4CVL. Dave, all good advice. I like what you had to say about the Elenco or radios being good. That'll kind of reinforce. He just doesn't know what kind of radio to get, and this won't be the end all radio. He will have others if he stays in this amateur radio ilk. I've been a ham since the 60s. I was a teenager. I have a twin brother, WA4JHD, and we've done a lot of stuff, cubicle quads, 15 meters, six turn helix for satellite tracking. This goes way back, and I'm 75 now. So anyway, I hear your GPS acting up with you, and I don't want you to miss your turn. I just want to say thank you very much for the QSO, and I hope today will be a very victorious day for you, and I will catch up with you another time. I'm going to call my friend back and let him know that I was able to connect with you. KB2HXS, this is WA4CVL. Clear and 73.
Very good, absolutely fantastic to hold the conversation with you. Yeah, I'm usually on this repeater from time to time. I'm an air conditioning and heating guy, so I'm actually pulling up to my destination right now, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to bid you 73. KB2HX has to be clear.
This is WA4CVL. Thank you for the enjoyable QSO. Have a great day, Dave. Talk to you later.
For CPA Mobile.